السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم، وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الهجرة أن تهجر ما كره ربك. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, this is the first month of Islamic calendar, Muharram al-Haram 1444. It's already begun. This is the auspicious month, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in this verse of the Surah At-Tawbah, that verily, inna iddata shuhuri inna Allah isna ashara shahran. Verily, the counting, the numbers of the years inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12, since He has created the heaven and earth. So there are 12 months in the year, but then amongst these 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 4 months as the sacred months. And ulama mufassireen explained that which months are the sacred months according to this verse and ayat of the Holy Quran. So they say this is the Dhul-Hijjah, Dhul-Qadah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram, and then Rajab. So this is the third month amongst all those sacred months and the first month of Islamic calendar. Brothers and sisters, every year we hear the virtues of the month of Muharram. How sacred and how holy and full of virtues and auspicious this month is. And nowadays, people just regard this month as a sacred month because of the Shahada and martyrdom of the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, at the place called Karbala. And this incident took place after 60 years of the Hijrah. Late, long after that. And according to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted and made this month of Muharram full of virtues since He has created the heaven and earth. So if you compare these two things, you realize that month of Muharram has virtues, has fazila, not because of the Shahada and martyrdom of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, rather it was full of virtues from the beginning, from the creation of human being and creation of this world. And there are so many historical events took place in this holy month of Ramadan. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has chosen and selected for Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an to become shaheed in this holy month. So this is other way, is a virtue for Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, is not the virtue of Hussain which give the fazilat to this month. rather it's the other way around, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he could be martyred in some other months, some other days. He became shaheed in Rabiul Awwal or Safar or any other month. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected for him that he can have more virtues, as the virtues of the Shahada itself is a great virtue. On top of that, to become martyred in this holy month, in holy days, it increases the fazila and virtue for the person who becomes shaheed. So it's actually virtues for Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَقُولُ لُمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ الْأَمْوَالِ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. That those people who sacrifice their lives for the cause of Islam, for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't regard them, they are dead. Physically, outwardly, it looks like he is killed. He has been killed. He is gone from this dunya. He is mayyit. And people even bury him, isn't it? But inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, is not martyred. He is not dead. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed their soul immediately into the different forms, and immediately they get entry into the paradise. Before their blood touches the ground, their shahada, their martyrdom accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَقُلُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَوَاتْ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. There are alive inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yurzaqoon, like we are. As long as we live in this world, we are going to eat, we are going to drink. We need food to survive. We are eating. Allah is providing us risk every day. Likewise, even they are dead physically, but because inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they are still alive, there are special kind of people. Not every dead person gets the risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not every soul who dies and departs from this dunya, he gets risk from Allah. No, they are dead. They are waiting. They are in alam-e barzakh. Waiting period. They are waiting for Yawmul Qiyamah. Nothing is happening to them. They are not getting risk in their graves. But this category of the shuhada will sacrifice their lives for the cause of Islam, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates their status. And special treatment for them, that Allah feed them. Now how Allah feed them? Their bodies are here, buried in the cover. Right? How Allah feed them? It says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes in the riwayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed their soul into the form of birds. And the birds are flying into the paradise. So their souls are enjoying paradise in the form of birds. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing them a sustenance and risk. And it comes in the riwayat when Hazrat Ja'far Sayyar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the blood brother of Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib. Hazrat Abu Talib also have 10 sons. So Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an accepted Islam, as Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an accepted Islam. So when he became shaheed, martyr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown his status. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that I can see Ja'far is flying into the paradise in the form of birds. He's flying, I can see it. And that's why his laqab or his nickname was Tayyar, Ja'far At-Tayyar. Tayyar, Tayyara, which we call aeroplane. In Arabic, the aeroplane, the name of the aeroplane is Tayyara. The airport is Matar, a place of flying, Matar. Tatara Yaturu comes for flying. Flying. Tayyar, flying most of the time. So his nickname became Tayyar, because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave great tidings that I have seen Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala is flying in paradise. So Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed in Maidan-e-Karbala, in the Kufa. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has transformed his body already, and he is going to be Sayyidu Shuhada. His title will be, his status will be in paradise. He will be the leader of all those martyrs who sacrifice their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala in Battle of Uhud became shaheed. Wahshi killed him and mutilated his body. We know this incident. He also Sayyidu Shuhada for the adults. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu anhu will be Sayyidu Shuhada for the young youth. He will be the leader of the youth. So virtues are there. What I'm trying to say, there are so many new years came and passed. This is 1444. And time is flying, my brothers and sisters. The day will come, we will know more in this world. Now, the lesson we have to learn, the whole year passed, 1443, we have to regret, we have to make sincere tawbah, we have to repent in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever wrong we have done, or we have wasted the days and nights, the valuable time in past, may Allah forgive us. And whatever shortcomings, whatever, you know, we miss the salat or miss the fasting or whatever ibadat we missed during last year, we should repent on that. We should regret. We should make sincere tawbah. As for the new life, new year started, we should make firm resolution and covenant and pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, you granted us this new year. This is your mercy. You have granted me a new chance to make something for hereafter, to prepare for hereafter. So inshallah, I'm going to make this niyyah, this intention, and the firm intention, ulul azm, that inshallah in the rest of the life, as long as I will be survive, I will obey all your commands. At least make niyyah. I will not miss any Farz Salah. I will be punctual on my 5 daily prayers from today onwards. This is the new year, Muharram al-Haram. And I will try to abstain myself from committing sin deliberately, intentionally, knowingly. I know this is haram, I will not do it. I know this is forbidden, I will stay away from that. I will try my best. As a human being, if I commit sin after doing all these things, you know, kullu bani adam khata'un wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun. Or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every human being, this is second nature, he is going to commit sin. But the best sinner is that who makes sincere tawbah immediately when he realizes that I have done something wrong, I have transgressed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have violated the hukam of Allah. He doesn't remain on that wrong. Sincere tawbah he makes immediately. So inshallah, in future, I am deliberately not going to commit any sin, but by mistake, if I commit sin, I will make sincere tawbah immediately, and I will not continue on those wrong things. So this should be our resolution for the new year. Now, coincidentally, there are so many incidents, and most of the riwayat are da'if and is not authentic. But as far as the authentic hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrated that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, and he found the Jewish people were fasting on the Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram, Rasulullah sallallahu asked why these people are fasting, they are Jewish. So Sahaba Ansar replied that they are fasting because they believe on the 10th of Muharram, on the Yom Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel victory from the Firaun, tyranny of Firaun, and Firaun with his army was drowned into the river. to appreciate this freedom in favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every year the Jewish are fasting. So Rasulullah salam said that we deserve more than these Jewish people. We are Muslims. Musa alayhi salam was my brother. And we are all believing in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should fast better than them. Then Rasulullah salam commanded Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to fast on Yom Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram. And then when they informed the Jewish are fasting, he said, if I alive next year, I will fast for 9th also. Meaning we have to oppose even in ibadah from the Jewish and Christians. Our Islam is perfect religion and is the chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't have to imitate or follow any other religion. If they are fasting on 10th of Muharram, we should not only fast on 10th of Muharram, rather we must add one extra day with it, whether 9th or whether 11th. So inshallah this year, the Monday, the 8th of August will be the Yom Ashura. The 10th of Muharram will be on Monday. So those brothers who are intend to fast, they should fast Sunday and Monday. Sunday will be 9th, Monday will be 10th, and Tuesday will be 11th. Whatever convenient, you must fast 9th, Sunday and Monday, or Monday or Tuesday. But Monday is the 10th of Muharram. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that whoever fasts one day of Yawm Ashura, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives one whole sins of the whole year. Sins of his last year, the whole 12 months, the whole year's sins is forgiven, are forgiven by keeping the fast on Yawm Ashura. There are so many virtues, so we should have extra food for our family members. We should give some extra clothing, some extra gift. Rasulullah has mentioned one of the hadith, to spend on Yawm Ashura, on their children, on their household, Allah will increase his risk. Allah will give barakah in his risk. Now the point I want to just highlight, according to the ulama, that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, they were running out, they were making hijrah to protect their iman and protect their lives from the Fir'aun. And this incident happened on the 10th of Muharram. As they came nearby the river, they found the army of Fir'aun behind them. So they blamed to Musa alayhi salam. Bani Israel is a very stubborn nation. They don't appreciate. They always find faults and condemn Anbiya alayhi salam. So they found Inna Lamudrakun, Inna Lamudrakun. They had started shouting, blaming Musa alayhi salam, that where you brought us, Musa, we were better in Egypt. We were living over there. Even we were under oppression, but we were still living here. You brought us to the dead point, dead valley. Where are we going to go now? The Fir'aun is going to come and kill all of us. There is no way we can survive. We are going to drown. Inna Lamudrakun. Immediately, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, with full conviction and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, Kalla, inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. Never ever, it will not happen, because I did not come to this way with my own desire, with my own plan. This was the wahi, this was the revelation, this was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who commanded me to migrate. And that's why I came to this. When I am following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely Allah's help and nusrat will be with me. We cannot be destroyed because we are following the command of Allah. As long as we follow the command of Allah, Allah's help always with us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to strike onto the water, and we know the incident. And the 12 path came and they all passed through. Why? Allah, Musa alayhi salam said, inna ma'ya rabbi. Say, come to the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because month of Muharram, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, started the Islamic calendar with the incident of hijrah. Right? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Same scenario. They were fleeing from Fir'aun to protect their lives in Iman. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sahaba migrate, make hijrah from Makkah to Medina. For what? To protect their Iman and Islam. And here they were hiding in the cave of Thor. And here the enemies came on top of the mount. And Abu Bakr Siddiq could hear their footsteps. He was worried. He he was, you know, concerned about Rasulullah's life. And out of, you know, concern, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, they are on top of us. They're gonna, if one of those will see, look down, they can easily can find us. And there is no way, like Fir'aun was behind and in front was the ocean and river, and there was no way for the Bani Israel to protect their life." Same scenario, same situation came over here. They were in the cave and the enemies were on top of the cave and there was no way out. They couldn't protect their life. If one of those Quraysh could look down, they could see easily Rasulullah and Abu Bakr Siddiq. There was no other way out. They were stuck in the cave. Enemies were on top. In that situation, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was frustrated. He was not worried about himself, he was worried about Rasulullah and his Mubarak life. He said, "They're going to kill both of us." Same thing, Rasulullah uttered the same words. "La ta'za, inna Allah ma'ana." See, the words also use a sentence, same thing. He said, "Oh, Abu Bakr Siddiq, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't be full of it. Allah is with us. We came here, we follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded me to migrate. I am doing according to His command. He is with us. His nusrat and His help will be." See the tawakkul? This is the confidence should have every believer in it. And how beautifully, miraculously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any army protected Musa, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the pigeon and spider web. Spider web. "Inna ankar buyutil la baytul ankabut." Very weak, fragile. And with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now, in the several places of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, "Inna Allah ma'al muttaqin, inna Allah ma'al muhsinin." Right? Several ayat. This is not only for Anbiya alayhi salam, but it's for the Ummah, for you and me. But we have to have that quality of ihsan. We have to have that quality of taqwa to that level. That when our taqwa goes to that level, our ihsan in our akhlaq, in our ibadah goes to that level, then definitely the nusrat of Allah, the help of Allah will be with us. And when the help of Allah will be with us, no one can harm us. No one can destroy it. No matter how the enemy is strong. In this time, Muslim Ummah is suffering throughout the world. But if we have that kind of taqwa and that kind of righteousness and that kind of ibadah and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today also, Allah's nusrat, Allah's help is with those. That is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. But lacking is from our part. We are not coming to that level. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required that kind of ihsan and that kind of tawakkul and that kind of ability, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help our rescue. May Allah give us tawfiq to strengthen our iman, strengthen our ibadah during this month of Muharram.